All right. Okay, everyone, welcome to Entertain Us. We have only three contestants left, Drox, Bright Disaster, and NVOAA. I am your host today, Spades, and with me is Blackjack, who will also be participating in today's event.
Yeah.
This round is going to be my secret round, which is actually going to be a live Skype recording of Whose Line Is It Anyway? So, I hope all the contestants are excited for this round. It's going to be straight off the top of their heads. Again, they had little to no prep on this. So, the first round is going to be... What Are You Trying to Say? Which is... It's going to be all four of the performers, and they're going to act out a scene in which they are all easily offended and take offense to anything the other performers say to them. And then the topic for this one is going to be they're all auditioning for a play, and Derek will be the judge.
Oh, I'm judging?
Not the actual judge, but you're going to be the judge on the scene.
Oh, okay, so who
you're critiquing them in a sense, but you're still acting.
Okay, so who's acting?
Drox, Bright Disaster, and NVOAA, and you, but they're going to be communicating with you, and you're going to be taking offense.
Everything
just comment
that everybody else says.
Yes.
Oh, it's like I'm going to be saying stuff, and then they're going to be saying, what's the title again?
You're going to start the scene, and...
Hold on.
I'm not the judge, as in, like, I'm not judging their improv, I'm judging, like,
yes.
As in, I'm in the scene, my character is a judge.
You're the judge.
I felt all scared for a second, I'm like... I want to participate. I don't want to judge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Edit whatever all the stuff is.
I'm just gonna keep it. This is live. We'll do it live.
All
fuck
right.
It. Do it.
All
live.
Right.
By the way, I've been waiting to say that the entire show. Okay. Yes, that's a good question, Bright.
What are you trying to say, Bright? I'm trying to say that we're supposed to be like in some kind of order. Some of us.
Okay. Get drugs. Drugs. Get your head out.
Huh?
All right.
That was trying to say.
Okay.
Hey,
we'll start for real.
I'm gonna leave my mic to refrain from laughing.
Okay.
And then
it'll go Drox, Bright, and then Miss Voice of an Angel.
Okay.
Alright?
Alright. Go ahead and start when you're ready.
Alright. So. You there, Drox?
Yeah, I'm
alright. Okay, so again. Next in line, please step up.
Hi.
Hello, sir. What's your name?
My name is the Drew.
The Drew?
Yeah.
What are you trying to say? You trying to say that your mom didn't give you a full name? Huh? Just the Drew? Huh? Your name isn't the Drewox? Drewox the Shredder? Is that not the name your mother gave you at birth? Huh? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. I'm saying I'm the Drew. We're on a first name basis.
Okay, nice to meet you, the Drew. Okay, the Drew, can you read a scene from me? Do you know any Shakespeare?
What are you trying to say? Are you trying to say that I haven't been classically trained? Are you trying to say that I have wasted my time by going to college and studying acting for 5 years? Is that what you're trying to say to me? Do you know who I am? What are you trying to say to me?
That was actually very good. I'll call you. We'll keep in touch. Okay.
Great.
Next in line, Bright Disaster.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Go ahead and call me B-Right.
B-Right?
Yeah, that's what my homie's calling.
Okay, and what's your favorite thing? What do you love about acting, B-Right?
I love getting next to the hot chicks all the freaking time. It's never-ending
conversation. Wait. Well, what are you trying to say? Are you trying to say that ugly chicks aren't worth hanging out with either? Are you trying to say that hot chicks are the only ones who deserve to be graced in your presence? Is that what you're trying to say? Are you discriminated against? What about guys? Are you trying to say that you only hang out with hot chicks? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, just clarifying.
Okay, cool.
So, B-Right, what types of hot chicks do you like? Hot chicks with big breasts or you know, TNAs?
What are you trying to say? That I only discriminate hot chicks from the breasts? I mean, come on, it's everything. Are you trying to tell me that I'm only focused on the center chestal area of the hot chick? Are you really telling me that I only look at the breasts? Really?
Pretty much.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's pretty much.
All right, I'll get back to you definitely. I got your number. All right.
Sure you will.
Next up, please step forward.
Hello.
Hello, Miss. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Angel, and I would like to audition for whatever production
Whoa! What are you trying to say? Are you trying to audition for my show when I specifically said I only need males? Is that what you're trying to say? Are you coming? Do I look stupid to you? Are you trying to come in here and make me think that you're a guy when you clearly, by the look of you, clearly are not? Is that what you're trying to say? Do you think I'm stupid? Do you think I am gender blind? Is that what you are trying to say?
Actually, I'm trying to say I'm a guy in disguise.
Oh, okay, perfect. Okay. So can you please record a say a monologue for me?
Okay. Oh, hello, Mr. Person You. Oh, what, you don't want to talk to me? Oh.
Can you use a deeper voice?
What are you trying to say? That my voice isn't deep enough for you? Are you trying to say that I'm too feminine of a guy for you? Are you trying to say that just because I have fake implants that I'm not man enough for you?
No, actually, you're the perfect type of man we want. Congratulations, you got the part. I'm excited to start working with you.
Great.
Okay. All right, everyone. Good job on that round. All you guys did really well. I was actually laughing. I had my mic muted that whole time. Yeah. Very, very good. All right, for the next round, this is going to be called If You Know What I Mean. Pretty much, this round is all four of you performers again. You guys are going to improvise a scene using many innuendos on the given topic, ending with the phrase, if you know what I mean. This topic is going to be, you're all at a party, specifically Derek's party, because it just passed his 21st birthday just 5 days ago. So you guys are all at Derek's 21st birthday party.
The fifth day in a row of my party, by the way.
Remember, you have to end each line with if you know what I mean. And, okay, go ahead and start when you guys are ready.
Hey, guys, welcome to the party. We're going to
get
fucked up, if you know what I mean.
I've been popping those balloons, if you know what I mean.
There's some pretty nice chicks here. I might want to twist off a few of their caps, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. We can get down and dirty, if you know.
Hey, you have one of those cork openers, if you know what I mean?
I can get down and dirty, if you know what I mean.
I think I might have a cork opener, if you know what I mean.
So why don't you guys come in, go have a seat on the couch, but careful. You don't want to get hurt, if you know what I mean.
No, I'm pretty sure I don't know what you mean, but if you know what I mean, you might know what she means, which might be what he means.
Well, I like to do double dutch, if you know what I mean.
Hey, do you have any Dutch chocolate ice cream, if you know what I mean?
Well, we have some vanilla ice cream in the fridge, if you know what I mean.
Your couch smells funny, if you know what I mean.
It's because I work up a lot of sweat there, if you know what I mean.
I'm not going to sit there, if you know what I mean.
Probably the scent of my best friend, if you know what I mean.
Your best friend doesn't smell very nice, if you know what I mean. She might want to get wet more often.
They are best friends, if you know what I mean.
We do everything together, if you know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean.
He doesn't know, if you know what I mean. He wouldn't know what you mean, if you know what I mean.
Tell me, how's the deal being 21, if you know what I mean?
Oh, dude, it is awesome, if you know what I mean.
I'm sure it is, if you know what I mean.
Have you had any strange liquids forced on you yet, if you know what I mean?
Dude, I've had shit you can't even imagine, if you know what I mean. Okay.
I'm sure you eat a lot of shit, if you know what I mean.
Alright.
Alright, I'm gonna end it right there.
That was hard.
Alright, yeah.
You like cut it? Okay.
Cut.
Okay, and the last and the final round is everyone's favorite song, The Hoedown.
Oh,
it consists of all four competitors again, and it's gonna have four stanzas, and you guys are gonna take turns sing a stanza. And
so wait, a stanza's like, it's just like, it's like ABAB, right? That's it?
Like no, stanza's like basically a verse until it goes to the next repetition of the song.
Yeah. It but like,
yeah.
Like you do something, yeah, okay. It's just like one verse. It's like one verse, but only four lines.
Something.
Rox is gonna be good at this. He should probably go first.
But yeah.
And I decided to put it on like the nearest holiday, and I guess if you consider Halloween a holiday, I chose that specific one. So the subject's gonna be Halloween.
Okay, so how about Drox Bright MVOAA than me last? Yeah, so I got time to think.
You guys got the order? Do you guys all know the Hoedown song?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Okay. Alright, there we go. Alright, I got it.
Whenever you're ready.
Alright, so I just start whenever?
Yeah.
Okay. This is Acapella. Right. Okay. I don't know. I'm gonna start right now. Halloween is scary. There's children all around. They're all wearing costumes and it all makes me frown. I am so uncomfy. It makes me wanna wail. This teen is Katy Perry and I'm gonna go to jail.
Dressing up for Halloween, I saw an ugly witch. I thought it was a costume, but it was just a bitch. No matter how I saw it, I took off running, because in front of me was, of course, Sarah Palin.
Halloween is awesome. I get lots of candy. Dylan is really scary when he dressed up as a TV. Lots of candy. I never liked them hard. If Valve gives me hard candy, they never make me smart.
I was so excited, it was that time of year, that I would be invited to display my costume cheer. I would smash a lot of pumpkins and dress up like a witch, and then I would go around calling everyone a bitch. A bitch!
Calling everyone a bitch!
Those are bitches.
Oh, man.
Not bad.
I should have went last. It would have been a lot funnier to go, I'm gonna go to jail. Damn it.
That. Oh, my God. Well.
Alright, thanks for showing up, guys. I mean, yeah. There's no elimination this round, so this is for pure fun. Yeah. So it was good.
Just for showing up, you guys automatically make it to the next round. Like, if you weren't to show up, you would have not made it. But, yeah, you all showed up, so yay!
Yep. You all did really well, buddy.
Yeah.
Better than I thought you were.
Yeah. I had incredibly low expectations, too. This round actually worked for me. No, not for you guys. I'm talking about, like, the round in general. Like, Like, I was not a fan of this round, but I actually thought, actually, it did a lot better than, like, I'm pleased with this round. I want to, like, even though it's, like, 3 8 fucking a.m., I want to, like, mix this and post it, but I'm probably just going to go to sleep right now and
mix it. I recommend sleeping.
Yeah, I am.
Fun.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for finding the time to do this.
Oh, yeah, maybe yeah. I should tell you the last semifinal round. So, semifinals? Yeah. Yes, I'm excited. Round 7.
Yes.
You guys, you're going to have a long time because we did this so early. You guys are going to have like a nice little break. So these ones aren't going to be due until October 2nd, which is in like a little less than 2 weeks. For the semifinals, what did I title it? Okay, The Language Barrier. That's what it's titled.
Right.
The Language Barrier. What it is, you guys, I want you to tell me I'll send you emails too, but I want you to tell me like a folk story or like a mythical story. But the way I want you to do it is I want you to make up a fake language, and you're going to have somebody speaking it with the fake language, and then you're going to be translating it as if you're telling someone else the story, or as if you're telling me the story. So, like, pretend, like, for example, you use, like, Atlantis just pops to mind. So let's say you want to tell the story of Atlantis, and it doesn't have to be a real story. You could make this up completely. But let's say, pretend you're telling the story of Atlantis. You'd have like a guy with like a weird old Atlantis accent speaking, you know, like, and you could use music and stuff for background. He'd be like, you know, ugh, I'm not going to do it, but he'll be doing, or I might as well do it. He'd be like, or something like that. And then after he says that, he'll like pause. And then the translator, who will be you, will translate it like, it'll be a translating like it's like you're actually there translating it, not like a robot translator or something. But yeah, that's what I want you to do for the next round.
Okay.
I'll be more specific in the email, but I think it should be pretty good, especially if you go like really fun with it and crazy. So.
All right. Well, I'll see you guys next round. Good luck, y'all.
Yeah. No.